Greetings, friend, and welcome to the Between the Covers podcast, where we're working every day to remove the self-limiting beliefs that are preventing us from becoming the heroes of our own stories. I am Marcus Sparr, and I wanted to have a conversation today about one of the things I talk with my clients. I think it's something that takes place almost every single week, and that is adjusting our expectations. In fact, I am being reminded of something that a friend of mine had said years ago, that our expectations are disappointments that are waiting to happen. With a lot of the things that we are doing, when we are pursuing any kind of creative pursuit, if it's looking for a different job, if it is, I can use the example of adopting a dog, because that's something that happened recently. Or maybe it's even something like trying to have a kid or start a new friendship or buy a new house or sell a house. Looking for an apartment, getting a car, whatever it happens to be. We go into any situation with a certain expectation or certain expectations that we are hoping for. And one of the things that often happens is for us trying to do this level of personal growth and maybe even getting into our own stories, the expectations that we have are unrealistic. And that's putting it nicely. We oftentimes have expectations that are too lofty. And to a certain degree, this kind of even ties into my previous podcast where I was talking about resolutions, right, towards the end of last year. Because we create these goals, and a lot of times we don't have the healthiest view of what it's going to take to actually achieve these goals. Say that it's something like trying to lose weight. That seems to be a big one for a lot of people. And for many of us, we expect those pounds to just shed off of us as soon as we start hitting the gym, doing exercises, starting a sport, or eating better, changing our diet, whatever it is. And for most of us, that is something that actually does happen very early on as our bodies are adjusting to this new lifestyle, some of these changes that we're making. And then what inevitably happens for the vast majority of people is we hit a plateau. I can't tell you how many times in my almost 40 years of living on this planet that I have tried to do something in order to be a healthier weight. This is something I've wrestled with since I was a little kid. And there were time after time after time after time again, I would start having some good success early on, and then I'd hit a plateau. And it would frustrate me to no end. That is because for the vast majority of us, our bodies adjust to what we're trying to do. And if we are expecting that we are going to lose 5 pounds a week because the first week or two, hey, that's how many pounds that I lost. What's going to happen when you start losing maybe not even a pound? What happens if you start losing less? What happens if you consistently weigh yourself and you are seeing the same number? This often leads us to a very disheartened state, and we believe that we failed. We believe that we have done something wrong, or there's something wrong with us, that it's just making it impossible to hit this goal. And yet, with all of the conversations that I have with my clients, what inevitably happens is we take a look at their expectations and find out that they were trying to achieve something that is going to take years to accomplish, and they were expecting to have it done in just a couple of months. In fact, speaking about the clients that I work with, one of the questions that they often ask me is, how long do you typically work with someone? And on average, the people that I work with them for about 2 years. That's not all of them, but that's a pretty safe bet that I'm working with them for 2 years. Some of them it's every week, some of them it's every other week. The longer I work with them, typically the more time there is between our sessions because they just don't need that same level of support. They're doing the work, they are improving, they're growing, and what happens, it's what I expect to happen with the people that I work with, is they get to the point where they don't need to work with me anymore. When that happens, I've done my job. That's what I'm here to do. And when we are working with especially maladaptive coping mechanisms, things that have been in our lives for years, what can often happen is we want it to be done quickly. We want it to be over quickly. We want to apply this tool and this set of steps and this process and have this removed from our life in the matter of a couple of months. And it doesn't happen that way. I believe a lot of that comes down to the instant nature of our culture. We have access to so much information at our fingertips. We live in a time, thanks to the pandemic in 2020, we live in a time where more places are just offering to deliver things directly to our house. I remember it was a big deal when Amazon was like, hey, for certain areas, you can get same day delivery. Place an order and you get it in the same day. That was crazy to think about. And that's almost turned into the expectation that we often have, is I want this instantly. I don't want to wait for a movie to come out when, God, I grew up and there was a new movie in the theaters, and as soon as it was done, you would have to wait months before you could buy it back then on VHS and then eventually on DVD. And here we are. Movies are being released in theaters, and they're also being available to stream online at the same time. I remember that if someone was trying to stream a movie on their computer, then that was typically because it had been pirated and they didn't have a legit copy. And now here we are, you can get these subscription services and you have access to entertainment at your fingertips. And if you've got a good enough internet connection, which a lot of people have these streaming services do, you can just stream and watch and you don't have to wait. And we take that same mentality and we bring it into this level of personal growth that we're trying to accomplish. And that oftentimes leads us to disappointment. I remember the same thing when I started this journey 8 years ago. I remember thinking that I wanted the pain to end. I didn't want to have my unwanted sexual behavior. I didn't want to turn to pornography as a means to soothe myself and make myself feel better. And as soon as I started doing some of this work, it's like, okay, well, this is going to be it. And I didn't realize how much I was going to have to work at getting rid of this behavior. When you think of your own work that you're doing, when you think of the changes that you want to make in your life, What are the expectations that you typically have? Are they a healthy level where you are expecting that something is going to take a good, appropriate amount of time? Or is it more along the lines of an instant ramen noodle lunch where you boil some water, you pour it in, 3 minutes later, you've got food? I'll use my beloved Odin as an example. I have had him at the time of this recording for not even 2 weeks. And he's a smart dog. He has grown incredibly over the time that we have had him. We're having much fewer accidents in the house. He is starting to learn to play. We're getting some of his personality showing up. And yet, when I think about the disappointments that I had within the first week and a half, actually, that's a little too far. We'll say the first week. In the first week of having Odin in this house, those were the weeks that I was getting the most worn down and disheartened. And dare I even say frustrated, because I was expecting him to acclimate and adjust to this new home, these new surroundings, these new people in a week. That's not a healthy expectation. What I really needed to do was honestly expect that I was going to wake up first thing in the morning and have a wet kennel that I was going to have to deal with because he didn't hold it. I would have to expect that he wasn't really going to be too comfortable playing with me, that it was going to take a good amount of time for him to adjust, to learn about us, for us to learn about him, to develop a routine that was going to work for everyone involved. And I didn't have that in that first week. Why? Because he was with a foster for about 4 months, and she was saying all of these things were figured out. What I didn't expect was that there would be a regression, that he was going to have to be re-potty trained, that we are going to have to figure out what works for him in terms of toys. We didn't know any of that going into it. We had some information, and yet even that information proved to be inaccurate just because of the nature of a dog coming into a new home. It's something that's traumatic. It's difficult. Odin needed time to adjust. And Libby and I needed time to adjust to having him here. The fact that my expectation, though I didn't speak it, it was still an expectation that I had, was that he would be fully adjusted and acclimated and we would have no accidents in our house within the first week. How wrong I was on that. And I created heartache and headaches and disappointment and frustration because I didn't have proper expectations. This isn't to say that expectations in and of themselves are bad. What I often encourage is we want our expectations to be flexible. Give yourself the freedom to adjust your expectations based on new information. With some of the clients that I work with, we will oftentimes have conversations about their own recovery journey, and they hoped that things were going to go better and faster and they would be done with it sooner than it actually turned out. Maybe they hit a milestone in their recovery and then they relapse. and they beat themselves up for it. What if a relapse is a part of the recovery journey? What if a setback is a part of your journey, whatever it happens to be? What if my journey to become an author, to actually publish my books, what if a part of that journey is I'm still going to have those negative thoughts that come into my mind that tell me I'm not good enough and I'm going to have to work through them? What if a healthy expectation for our goal is that we're going to trip and fall along the way and we're not going to do it perfectly? That sounds like a healthy expectation to me. You take a look at most people, and that's what happens. Most people, dare I say, everyone stumbles when they're doing any kind of work, when they are trying to improve, when they wish to make progress towards a specific goal, when they are trying to change a deeply ingrained part of their life. A healthy expectation is that we're going to mess up. A healthy expectation is that it's not going to go perfectly. Instead of trying to force it to make it perfect, what if we just adjusted the expectation? All right, I guess this is just going to take longer than I thought. I guess this is going to cost more than I had expected. I guess this is just going to be harder than I knew it was. I wasn't as prepared as I thought I was going to be. Maybe I need to set some smaller goals for myself. Going back to my writing, I'm thinking, since I haven't really got back into it since NaNoWriMo, or I should say November of last year, maybe that's because I'm thinking about it in terms of NaNoWriMo, where when I sit down, I have to sit down and write over 1,000 words. Maybe that's not a good expectation. Maybe I need to just commit to writing 500 words. Hey, if I write 500 words every single day over a year, that is a decent word count and a decent effort towards my goal. Maybe I just need to adjust my own expectations about what this journey is going to be like. And I also want to specify that I'm not saying that we need to adjust the expectations that things are going to be hard. Right now, one of my expectations is that my writing journey is going to be hard. And that's probably true. Yet that expectation is also keeping me stuck. I don't want to do the hard work. I want it to be easier. In fact, since we're talking about expectations, a healthy expectation would be when I sit down to write that I need to expect that my inner editor and inner critic is going to power on and make things more difficult for me. To expect that everything is going to go perfectly whenever I decide to sit down and pursue any of these crafts, nothing ever turns out that perfectly. Never does. And that right there is probably one of the worst expectations that we can set for ourselves, is that things are going to be perfect. These changes that we're making rarely ever turn out like they're often envisioned in novels, in movies, in TV shows, and in games. I think of one of the dynamics in modern video games today, that the environment needs to be made so that your protagonist is able to accomplish what she or he needs to do. And so you look around the environment and you have clear markers of where you're supposed to go next. There's nothing left to the imagination of what needs to be done in most cases. Not in all cases, but in most cases. We want to play that heroic character that gets into a situation and knows exactly what needs to be done. How nice would it be for us to be able to do that same thing? At least in my experience, I tend to kind of have to figure out what needs to be done as I go. Sounds like I just came up with a healthy expectation. Just expect that I'm going to have to figure things out on the fly. If it becomes easier than that, great. Then that's a lot easier. If I expect things to be easy and then they turn out not to be, then that's when the frustration comes in. That's when I become disheartened. That's when I want to give up. And a lot of this comes down to what I am hoping and expecting will happen, when I could keep that much more fluid. Oh, I hit this wall here. I guess I'm going to have to figure out a way to go around it, go over it, dig under it. Or maybe there's a way I can just smash my way through. When I hit those walls, though, a lot of times I just look up at the wall and I just sit down and then I just look at the wall in defeat. There's no way for me to get around it. And that keeps me stuck. And it has me curious. What are some things, what are some expectations that are keeping you stuck? How can those expectations be adjusted? How can they be made more realistic? How can they be made healthier? So you are able to continue doing the work that needs to be done without setting yourself up for failure. I don't know about you. I'm getting really tired of battling these thoughts that I'm not doing well enough. I'm growing weary that things aren't going the way that I expect them to. How much of that is being brought on by myself? That's the question I'm asking now. How often are the headaches that I am exposing myself to being caused by my own expectations, and I am the one who's creating these environments for my own doubts and my self-limiting beliefs to flourish? I would much rather live in hope. I would much rather believe that I can do it, and also believe that it's going to take work. And yet that work is worth it. Wow. As I'm getting towards the end of this, I didn't realize how much I needed to hear this message myself. Kind of fascinating how that turns out. When you think about the work that you want to do in your life, when you think about the changes that you want to make, my friend, I encourage you to look at what you're expecting with these changes and evaluate whether or not they are healthy. If they're not healthy, then that saying at the beginning of the podcast is true, that our expectations are just disappointments waiting to happen. They don't have to be that way. Your expectations don't need to be a future disappointment. Your expectations can adjust, change, and modify based on new information as you receive it. And until next time, live strong for today. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. If you like what you're hearing and you're interested in working with me, there is a link to my website in the show notes and also a link just to schedule a free 50-minute one-on-one call with me. Let's get the conversation started. Also, please rate and review this podcast so more people are able to find it. Thank you so much, and I'm looking forward to talking with you again soon.